Governors have significant say-so over Great Lakes environmental issues. The governors get to pick members of regional commissions and can team up on issues like battling Great Lakes water diversion. They also call the shots on their own state's environmental laws. University of Michigan environmental and public policy professor Barry Rabe says there have often been disagreements between the governors when the actions of one state harm another state.
Where other challenges emerge are in issues like air pollution, where you literally may have prevailing wind patterns so that, say, the pollutants that might begin in Illinois might wind up in Michigan or in another state.
Rabe says the Great Lakes governors also occasionally battle over water quality and oil drilling, with current Michigan Governor John Engler usually taking more conservative positions. But Engler won't be in office next year. Rabe says that may open a chance for new regional talks on issues like reducing global warming.
Clearly the U.S. is not going to be signing the Kyoto Protocol, but roughly about a third of the states have now developed some pretty rigorous programs to reduce greenhouse gases, particularly carbon dioxide. Can the states begin to work cooperatively on all the things that go into greenhouse gas reductions?
Rabe says cooperation between the next generation of governors may depend more on personality than party label. He also says Wisconsin isn't the only Great Lakes state that will try to balance environmental protection with budget deficits. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.